Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is FM 104's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast with Jim Jim and Nobby.
What kind of a clown calls himself Jim Jim anyway? You're a grown man. Grow up. Take control of your life, Jim Jim.
Take control of your life.
If you've ever wondered why we're called Jim Jim and Nobby, maybe we should explain that.
Maybe you've never wondered. And you just wish we'd get on with it. Why did that happen, Jim?
Well, it's just sometimes I encounter people and they reveal to me that my name is a mystery or an annoyance. And I get both. I understand that, yeah. Why would a man call himself Jim Jim?
So?
Are you listening to yourself there, yeah?
No.
You're caught rapping.
I'm not listening.
That's
to
say a 5.7 million.
Another video on TikTok. I just closed down the app.
I'm called Jim Jim because it was given to me. I was called Jim Jim. My Sharon, you know.
What did they call you, Geronimo?
My Sharon. Yeah. She used to call me Jim Jim when I met her in college.
Why?
I don't know. Just call me Jim Jim.
Like a cute name.
Cute name. And I
you know. Here's Jim Jim the pest again.
Well, it paid off, didn't it? Anyway, we used to get on very well. We were friends first, Nobby. That's how it works.
That's a good way, yeah.
Friends first. And then it's like, yeah, but...
You don't need to go anymore, Jim.
Anyway.
Save your blushes. You understand. You went to gigs. Stuff happened.
If we get stuck for stuff to talk about, I can go into that. Anyway, so, yeah, Jim Jim. And then when I was on radio then, it was decided to name me. And it's a good idea to give other presenters comedy.
I'm just thinking of the person walking along.
Comedy radio names
at the moment. Isn't this going? I didn't even ask for this.
Well, I'm just we're talking about it. Like this, you know, yesterday you talk about.
Go on.
Boosting trolleys yesterday either, did we? Well, you're going to have to tell me where Nobby came from in a second. Yeah.
Or go on.
You can hold it over till next week. Are you keeping?
Go on. I want to talk about swear words.
So comedy radio names was a thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there was like. Silly names for radio presenters.
Yep.
So I was given the option of Geronimo Jim or Jim Jim.
Yeah, I can see why you'd pick
Jim. Or some other Jim, something stupid name.
Jumpy Jim.
And seeing as I was already kind of called Jim Jim anyway, I went with that.
Grand. So did you have a vote off or anything?
No, it was just like, which one do you want? And I said, I'll have Jim Jim. Yeah, I think we asked the audience.
Oh, no doubt.
Long time ago. And so I've been stuck with it. I've thought about getting rid of it a few times.
Too serious without it.
And yeah, nobody knows who Jim is.
Exactly.
So the Jim Jim stuck.
Everyone knows the Jim. There's only one Jim Jim.
That's it.
So there you go.
And what about Nobby? That's just...
It's just my second name. It's just
it's not.
It's just a short version of my second name. It is,
everyone
yeah.
called Noble called Nobby? I don't think they are.
I don't know. But that is the only reason.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Nobby. No, so
are you trying to be one of the clues in the name?
No, I'm not. Come on.
It wasn't for that reason. It's just my name.
So Noble turns into Nobby.
That's it.
Yeah, okay. So no. Were you called Nobby in school?
No explanations. Nibble Nobble.
Nibble Nobble.
Mm.
Wow.
Well, you could call us Jim Jim and Nibble Nobble if you want.
Jim Jim and Nibble Nobble sounds like a proper cartoon show, doesn't it?
Again, bothers me at the time. Now I just laugh it off and go, ha, yeah, whatever.
What bothers you though? What bothers you now?
Very little.
Oh,
people annoy me, but people, yeah. Like,
yeah,
I wouldn't get easily offended now if someone, you know.
Did I tell you about the fella the other day who hit my car with his bag?
No.
So I'm going to a place.
Oh, that's it. You all right there?
Well, I thought about it.
There's these scrotes going around in Malahide and Portmarnock at the moment, and they're pushing people under darts, and they're jumping on cars, and I swear to God, I don't care how old they are, they'd get one chance to get off my roof. You can't hit people's cars. What did the bagman do?
Comes out of an establishment, he has a man bun. Straight away, I've judged him.
Christ.
I know. Look, I don't mind if you're a jiu-jitsu expert or something like that, but like, if you've got a man bun, I'm going to judge you.
Hello, just going to reach the phone here. Hello? Yeah, 2010. You want it back, do you? And even then, it was only for footballers and twats.
So I'm parked. Apparently, Bale has a bald spot. That's why he has one.
Oh, yeah.
He's very sensitive about his whole head area and his ears.
Well, he has as much money as Wayne Rooney did. Get your hair done.
Money can't buy you everything.
It can buy you hair, Jim.
Anyway, so this guy comes out. He has a man bun. I've judged him. He doesn't see me judging him. And he's walking around the back of my car to get to his car.
Yeah.
And you just hear.
Oh.
And I was like. Did he just hit? And then, but like, he's like.
Oh.
Well, I could have rolled the window down and said, "Hey, what's your problem, bear man bun?" But then, you know, that would have escalated into, "What's your problem, curly face?"
No, it would have been, "You all right there?" That's literally how it would go.
That's what you would have done. That's what you would have done.
And they'd go, "Oh, sorry, yeah, yeah, all right."
And then
and then I'd probably leave it.
He got into his car, and it was a big Jeep. The old
your own car isn't small. No, it's much bigger than my car,
and it was like one of those pickup trucks.
Oh yeah.
And then he pulls around.
Was he a farmer?
No. And then he reverses his car into a wheelchair space.
Oh, here. I'm out of this. I'm getting out of the car now.
So one, man bun. Two, hits my car. Three, parks doesn't need a wheelchair space. Parks in a wheelchair space.
Yeah.
And he's waiting for food.
Yeah.
He's waiting for food.
And all these stories are always accompanied by someone to tell you, you don't know who you're messing with. You don't know. You get out of the car one day.
Well, yeah, that's true. So, look, I could have escalated. I could have ended up in prison, but I decided not to. But
well, that's only if you dig the head off him.
Yeah, but look, if you roll down your window and say, "Are you all right there?" That's escalating the matter.
But okay? They hit your car.
He bumped off my car.
Ah, yeah, he's been careless.
He's been careless.
Yeah. That's how cars get dented, you know. Do you know what?
It was with his body or his bag or something that he banged off my car.
Yeah, he was being careless.
How do you not walk around the side of a car without hitting it? Like, you're walking.
Yeah, it's someone's... Just be respectful of people's property, I think, is the real, you know. People have this thing. It's Irish people more than anyone, I think. They're just so disrespectful of other people's cars who are working hard to pay for them. It's a bloody rip-off to own a car in Ireland, so people be nice to each other's cars.
I know, but like, I was in a rush. I didn't want to get into a row with a clown with a man bun.
Okay, well, next time, button, yeah. Are you all right there? ?
And then he comes over and says, "Who's asking?" And then I get out of my car.
But they mightn't say who's asking.
And then he goes,
"I never get asked who's
What's
asking.
What's your problem there, Curly?" And I say, "Why? My problem is you.
Of all the
my
times.
My problem is you. That's who my problem is.
Of all the times I've asked that question in that tone,
yeah.
Not once have I been asked.
It's coming. Don't
who's,
worry.
Who's asking?
Well, don't worry. I'll get a phone call one morning.
Well,
it happened to him. I'm no teeth. The guy had a hammer in his...
Well,
took me in the house with a hammer.
Bring it on. Bring
and
it
then,
on. And I've a little...
Hey, excuse me. Yeah, no, 2010. Why don't you be the guy? Let's see how it goes, right?
And I've actually got a little monopod in me. Just
you be the guy,
my,
and I'll
right
be me.
Foot.
Right, so... Hey! You all right there, are you?
Oh, sorry, I wasn't paying
attention.
I'm really
well,
sorry.
Stick it at your ear. I'm going to beat you to...
No, but
no,
it doesn't have to jump to that quick.
See, that's with me, it's all or everything.
No, you just go... You wouldn't wash my car, would you? Like,
hey, watch the car, will you?
Come on.
He didn't look like the kind of guy who would be reasonable.
All right, then just let him go, so.
You need to make a split-second decision. Hands face hands. Remember that.
Yeah. Well, look, if you are that person who bumps into people's cars, or you're the tailgater, or whatever you are on the roads, just remember all the time now, everyone has a phone, and every phone records. And you're only a few seconds away if you meet the wrong... So, equally, you can meet the wrong person who'll have a gun, I understand. But equally, you'll meet the person who will take your bad driving or whatever you do and put you on Instagram or TikTok or Snapchat.
Now,
and you don't want that either.
The alternative reality could be The guy's an awful lot going on in his life.
Don't care.
He's worried about something.
Yeah.
His mind is elsewhere.
So what, he gets to take it out in your car?
He accidentally bumps off my car. He gets into his thing. He feels really bad.
A loud thump now.
He feels like he should have said something, but he didn't want to alert me to it, because I said nothing, so maybe I didn't notice.
This didn't sound like he barely brushed off.
He reverses into his wheelchair car parking space, because maybe his relation has a wheelchair.
But and were they in the car?
Up. That could all
Where
be real as
pass?
Well. So you have to see both sides.
She would
and
have
if I had Jay, you're right there.
He would have parked there in the first place.
It was free. It was
someone has been asked me to do this thing on our show, and Emma is her name, and she does some good stuff. And she said, why don't you do the thing called Who's the Asshole? And this is perfectly it. He is.
Yeah, but I do see my alternative reality could be the reality. So how do you know?
I think you're giving them too much credit, Jim.
Don't get me wrong, for the right thing.
You all right there?
I'll be hitting the button. I did in the shop a couple of years ago. Somebody was pushing me out of the way to get to.
Oh!
Yeah. And I said, why don't you just push me completely out of the way onto the floor? And then they realised they were leaning on me. And they went, oh.
I had a friend of mine who kept doing that. Someone kept bumping into him in a queue for a nightclub. So my friend kept bending over, tying his shoelaces and rubbing his arse off this person's crotch to say, get off my
whoa,
back.
And
you know what? It worked. It bloody worked.
Wow.
Rubbing his arse into his crotch. His shoelaces kept opening.
Okay. Well, that's
see, outside
that's a very strange friend you have.
It is. It worked, though.
A very strange friend.
It fucking worked.
Anyway, look, let's put all the aggression behind us. It's best to walk away from a row if you can.
Yeah, or don't even get into it. Yeah, don't start the row. Yeah. Also, don't be a fool.
Doesn't mean you're a lesser man.
No, it doesn't. But you know what? Don't let people walk all over you either.
That's true. Well, do I?
I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about people in general.
Would you say I do in general?
No.
There you are.
Well, not about the big things. The little things, clearly, yes.
Don't worry about it, man. I can get that fixed.
Yeah.
I could have just sarcasm. I mean, I'll do sarcasm.
I'm sitting here minding my own business. I shouldn't have to pay for your dent. You know?
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Hey, look, you've clearly had a bad day. You didn't notice my car, even though it's big.
Twat.
And, you know, I'm not going to judge you. I like that hair. I can't talk. Look at me.
Well, that'd be annoying. Yeah. And what's with the hair?
Imagine if a guy with hair like me rolls in his window and goes, what's with your hair? Pot and kettle there, pal.
No, well, it's no man bun. Like, come on.
No,
it's not. Don't be that hard on yourself.
Right. So, look, if you have any ideas... Or any suggestions what I should have done? Should I have gone down Nobby's? Hey, or should I?
If it's a big loud thump in the car, I think you're entitled to say here. You wouldn't be more careful, would you? Come
it
on,
wasn't
like.
A big loud thump. It was a little thump. So it sounded like his bag caught off the side of it. No, it was like. Oh, hang on. It was like that.
That's loud enough.
That's loud enough. Coming up on the show today. It's called Traffic Light Peppers, and you'll see why when you listen to the show. Well, that's what the kids say, what their parents sound like when they're shouting at them, and there's one really cute kid.
He sounded like Sean, but his name was Jake, I think.
Very funny. Who do you follow?
Who's worth to follow? Not in a stalker way, we mean in a social media way.
The conspiracy guys will be here. We'll be talking about going into pubs. We'll have some Dish the Dirt, and Leah Hart will be chatting to us.
It's all coming up right here on the menu of today's Strawberry Alarm Clock Podcast.
Hey!
You all right there?
What do you think you're doing?
Oh, and by the way, what's with the hair?
Are you starting, are you? I'm finishing.
We'll kick your arse like we're the boys in green. Yeah, yeah.
It's the Strawberry Alarm Clock at 7:04. It's 7:10 on a Thursday. Now, look, don't let this sunshine fool you.
What?
I've tweeted a picture of what I was greeted with this morning.
Very, very cold.
Did you see that?
I got to pour some water.
It was beautiful. Jack Frost was on me for windscreen.
I didn't bother going in to get a kettle though. I just took a bottle of water, had in my bag, and poured a bit of that over it, and it was grand.
That's what I did exactly, and it worked.
Oh yeah, no messing around.
No, and it worked.
And then I had to go deal with some one-way traffic where they're doing roadworks, and some man had clearly broken the red light, and I had to reverse all the way back up the road.
You know the way I'm always telling you that when I come across the East Link on the way home, that it's a truck that's going to get me. Because so when you're driving from the East Link toll booth down towards the roundabout, there's this long stretch. So you've got...
Surprised you haven't ramped that yet, actually.
You've got oncoming traffic on your right and you've got water on your left, yeah?
Well, there's a big crash barrier now, in fairness.
There's a crash barrier, yeah. So yesterday I'm driving along that and I see it, another truck swerving into the oncoming
they're trying to make Ross Lair, Jim.
He comes into my lane, right? He swerves like he's halfway, like, and he's across the middle of the middle of the road.
Did you do the horn?
No, I'm like, what is he doing? And then he got himself together. He was writing in a notepad with a pen. The driver, I seen him with me own eyes. I'm getting a dash cam, you clowns.
You've been talking about getting a dash cam for the last 3 years.
I'm getting a dash cam, and I'm what would I do with that footage now?
I'll probably nothing. You do nothing with
it. No, but if I gave it to authorities that this guy nearly killed me, would they do anything?
Well, you'd have to make a statement and you could use it as evidence perhaps, yeah.
Writing.
Some truckers are great and some of them give them a bad name. It's like any type of, like, I saw a guy this morning going way too fast. I could see him checking his mirror on the left because he thought his trailer was going to bounce off something because he's gone so fast.
Wow.
But then some of them are great. So it's,
oh, they are, like, the majority are great.
No, it's like taxi drivers. They're not all like that. Like what? What do you mean?
There's one or two in everything, you know.
Of course, there's a lot of weird radio presenters.
There certainly is.
Who are we to, you know, slag off?
Heavy rain, hail, and thunderstorms are to batter the country for this weekend, with an unseasonable chill set to linger. Speaking of which, it's 1 degree at the moment. It's freezing, so you know.
That's very cold. Very cold.
Seriously, stick the layers on.
Everyone's working from home.
I know, but if you're out. Snow fell on higher ground yesterday as overnight temperatures of -3 gave us a lot of frost. The grass
is frosty. Mountains look lovely and white.
They do. It's all very picturesque, don't get me wrong.
Britain are sending some Navy ships down to Jersey because France are having a bit of a row. So the fishermen of France of Normandy are, you know, a bit annoyed over Brexit fishing rules. And France has threatened to cut off the power supply to Jersey. So Her Majesty has sent two of her Navy ships to just go. Here, France, back in your box, buddy.
You don't want to start a war with France?
No, I'd say England would have them, wouldn't you?
No, I don't know. I'm not too
sure.
The
French surrender for everything. Apart from strikes.
Well, they don't surrender for strikes.
No, apart from strikes, yeah.
That's a historical inaccuracy. A woman has become the third person in the world to give birth to 9 babies.
25-year-old as well.
Mumbelievable. That's a good headline. Halima Sisse welcomed the arrival of non-tuplets. So this is not 9.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Children in total. This is 9 children in one go.
Like, how do you even deal with that?
5 girls and 4 boys, 2 more than the doctors had detected in the scans. So there's like, she thought the 7 was...
Oh, was there 2 hiding in there?
They told her you're having 7 and she's like,
ah,
right,
gotcha, so, ma, you didn't even see us.
7 cots ready to go. The next thing, oh, hang on. Oh, no, another one on the way here.
Hang on a second now. What is the child? This is in Ireland, isn't it?
This happened in Morocco, Africa. After being transferred for specialist care in March, her husband said the couple had been left overwhelmed by the support. I have no idea how that couple are going to cope, but I'm sure they will. They're going to have help.
Okay, I don't know about, where did you say, Morocco?
Yeah.
In Ireland, that would be €1,260 a month for children's allowance.
For all of them?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they can only. It's not just money they need. So I heard of people before who had
buy you nappies, though, wouldn't
they? Yeah, who had triplets, and they had to. They built a room downstairs. So, and they had the three cots down there, and so they would look after the baby during the daytime, and then they had somebody who'd come in the evening.
Oh, well for them.
And they had to, and they would look after the baby overnight so that they could get some rest.
They changed their second sitting room downstairs for you, and they got help another.
But I think it was an auntie, like.
It's not normal for two people to have to be able to look after nine children.
No. So if three is a, like, if anybody listening, if you have triplets or twins, how difficult is that? Twins would be like a ballpark.
Twins would be hard.
Twins would be really hard.
Nine.
Twins would be good crack, like when they get to about six.
Nine kids.
Nine of them. Imagine.
I'd have a nervous breakdown.
To try and get one 7-year-old's shoes and socks on is an ordeal. To try and get nine of them on. Imagine going to get their shoes measured at the shop.
I'd be getting myself booked in.
Ah, jeez, they wouldn't even dream of even trying again, would they?
Well, they'd be so probably... I want to be in the mood after nine kids.
They wouldn't have the time. So tired, they would have no time. That's off the menu.
Just want to sleep.
Speaking from his Mali home, he added, "God gave us these children. He's the one who decides what will happen to them. Everybody called me. Malian authorities called to express their joy. I think them, even the president called me." So she was 30 weeks into her pregnancy when she gave birth on Tuesday. That's unbelievable. This only the second set of non-tuplets. Ever. The other one was in Australia back in 1971.
Well, best of luck to them, because they're going to bloody need it.
So if you're stressed today, count yourself lucky. It's not nine.
And a dad has pulled out a 5-inch hula hoop. He went loopy when he pulled out the world's biggest hula hoop, measuring a massive 5 inches.
What do you mean he pulled out the world's biggest hula hoop? Pulled it out of where?
Out of a bag. Cock-a-hoop. Alec Glinney, I don't know why he's called Cock-a-Hoop, now hopes to raise money for the NHS by auctioning off the massive... It's like half a hula hoop. It's not even a full hula hoop.
Was it stuck in him?
No, it was in a bag.
What do you mean a hula hoop in a bag?
He opened a packet of salt and vinegar hula hoops and in he found...
Oh, the hula hoop's a crisp. I thought you meant the toy. That's your hula hoop.
No.
Right, so how big was it?
5 inches.
That's a big hula hoop.
Digital media worker Alec recalled, "I couldn't believe the size. It's huge. It was almost bigger than the packet. And I was very, very close to eating it, but I'm glad I didn't." If I was opening a bag of hula hoops, you know, you'd pick it up and you'd feel something kind of hard in 5 inches. You'd be a bit, what the hell is that? I'd be waiting to, find a dried insect.
Jesus.
I don't know if I'd be into that.
Speaking of which, a female politician has spoken out of she was sent an unsolicited photo of a rude thing, a part of a man.
On a 5-inch hula hoop.
Yeah. Councillor Elisa O'Donovan took to Twitter to post an edited version of the vile snap which she received. She said, "Today was the start of my holiday and some recharge time. Unfortunately, my day started with a WhatsApp message sent to my phone of a picture of this." And, you can imagine what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
She said, "This is incredibly intrusive. Cyber flashing, it's called." So is this somebody she doesn't
cyber
know?
Cyber flashing?
Is this somebody... So what's a...
Yeah, unless a lady's asked for that, send that.
But she hadn't asked for it. So did somebody... WhatsApp her, then that's somebody in her contacts, or is it just somebody sent it to a random number?
What if it's a DM?
It's a WhatsApp message, so that's not a DM.
Maybe they put in the wrong digit by mistake.
Oh my god.
They didn't mean to.
They sent the wrong picture.
That could happen.
Well, anyway, look, it's very... She says, "Cyber flashing is an act of sexual violence and it shouldn't be acceptable." Now, it's either that or somebody sent it by mistake.
Yeah, there is that as well, but yeah, it's weird. Yeah, we're talking about hula hoops, in fairness, not anything else. What type of car would that woman need for nine kids? A transit minibus, I'd say.
A bus, yeah.
At least you could use the bus lanes. You know, every cloud. It's 20 past 7 on FM 104.
Congratulations to Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. Premiership
very
affair.
Difficult to say that.
No, it's not.
It is for me.
We're a pair of impartial people.
Well, it's going to be a good final.
Yeah. Exactly.
So well done to them.
Well done to them. We got a kind of a vibe of, and of course, Man City. Now, who would you want to win out of those two? I'd probably have to go for City.
City, yeah.
That's even harder to say.
No, it's not. I don't mind City so much. City are all right.
So we kind of got an idea that maybe the world in Ireland, anyway, could be kind of normal by August. Yesterday.
Is that what they kind of said, maybe?
Kind of maybe, if everything goes to, we're looking at, thinking about. So, Last of the Summer Dine is a headline today, because they reckon we'll be able to have indoor meals by July. Oh my, July.
Now, I mentioned this on the WhatsApp video we did last, was it last Friday we did a WhatsApp video?
We did or an Instagram video.
Yeah. I always mix them up for some reason.
You do, yeah.
Anyway, we're live on Instagram chatting to listeners. And I told a few of them, and a few of them came back. There's a few people, I don't know what the name of this is, but they're not looking forward, believe it or not, they're not looking forward to everything going back to normal. They like the lockdown. They like not having to go anywhere. They like not having to be invited anywhere. And they're not looking forward. Do you know what? One person I heard say, and this is somebody in the States, they're not going to tell anyone when they get the second jab.
Why?
So they can continue to say, no, I can't come out till I've had my second jab. They're not going to tell. So when they get the second jab, they're just going to pretend they haven't had it. No photographs of their arm, nothing.
Well, for those of you listening, and those of us 40 and under,
yeah,
there's a good chance you're going to get the Johnson & Johnson, which is a one jab. And 14,
the M&M, I call that.
14 days after it, you'll be done. You'll be, you know.
M&M is going to give it to you.
He'll
say, you only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to go.
So there's a good chance, 40 and under, that's the one you're going to get.
When will that be, though?
If you're taking it. I would imagine that would be sometime in June. They have said they'll be 80%. They wouldn't lie to us, would they, Jim?
No. Well, you know, sometimes there's inaccuracies and sometimes they don't get the deliveries they've been waiting
well,
for.
Well, this is always a moving target. Google have told their staff they'd like them back in the office a minimum of 3 days a week when this ends. Now, that's quite unusual for tech companies, because a lot of them have said, stay at home forever. So
have some tech companies said stay at home?
Yeah, Twitter have said stay home forever.
Certain
as long
people
as you like.
Very well at home, yeah.
Some of the sales tech companies are like, yeah, we'll see how it goes. And I'd imagine everyone will maybe have the option to do 1 or 2 days, and then maybe, you know, what if you could have a Monday and a Friday from home and the rest of the week?
There's certain people who work well at home who are very motivated and can get their, you know, get their checklist done and all that. There's other people who just they can't, unless
the walls
there's somebody
are closing in on them.
Unless there's somebody watching over them, they won't work. So
yeah, well, that's not possible, I suppose.
Yeah.
So yeah, so maybe. Now, they didn't mention going away on your holidays, and if you go and try and book flights, you can book them. They're like €5,000, because everyone knows how much you're dying to get away. You can literally like go to Lanzarote for €5,000, including flights, at the end of December. I've checked.
And an amazing picture of Adele this morning. I didn't know who it was. I thought it was that actress, Sarah Paulson, is it, I think?
Adele the singer.
Adele the singer, yeah. What other Adele is there?
I don't know. Just
there's no other Adele. Is there Adele the actor? Adele the comedian?
I don't know. Come on, Johnny Adele's listen.
The Hello singer. That's how I know it's definitely the Adele the singer.
Mm-hmm.
Her albums of 19, 21, 25, 33 will be the next one by the look of it. Were named after her age, and she posted a picture of herself running past a camera and said 33.
What's 33 mean?
Well, because she's free from her husband, Simon Kanucky.
Oh, right. Was he that bad, like?
I don't know. It's not really nice, is it? If you're Simon there with half her money, you'd be sitting there going, ah, there's no need for that. Anyway, she looks fantastic.
She does, yeah. I wouldn't really recognise her.
No, I wouldn't recognise her.
She's half my pajama there.
Yeah.
Weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Look at the building Google have. They can't leave that empty. That's true. Well, none of them. I mean,
I'd be willing to take up some of the Google building if they wanted to.
It's very nice. They've lovely views.
We build a studio up in the Google building.
And they feed you.
They do feed you.
They feed you all the time.
The Google Stone, they call it. The food
like,
is free. If you
they're like there. They're like a mad tech company. They'll always be, are you hungry there? Do you want something? Do you want something? Go on, keep working. Do you want something? Keep working.
Yeah, but they also say, here, do you want this, some fruit and a jam bun? There you go. Where do you think you're going? It's 5 o'clock. Stay working till 9. Free food. Though.
That's not for everybody now.
Not for everybody.
Not for everybody.
It's the Hotel California in there. Darren Starr.
Darren
has hinted at what we can expect from Emily in Paris season 2.
Oh, really?
I think it's going to be more Emily in Paris. Oh yeah, it is.
Now, this is the show that apparently, because they brought them off in a nice junket, yeah, with all the journalists in really nice hotels, and it got very favourable reviews.
I have never seen it. If you like it, from what I've been told
it's for
by
girls,
people.
Isn't it?
Well, not necessarily just for girls, but if you like just plonking yourself in front of the telly and not having to think and looking at Paris and looking at nice stuff.
Is it Sex and the City in France?
Not even that, no. I don't think this is much. I don't know, though. Anyway, so in an
season
interview,
two.
She defended some of the criticism the first season had defended.
As a
reminder, French critics loathed the series. They clapped back at the stereotyping of French people and culture. That happens a lot in
they
shows.
Didn't. They weren't brought on the trip, you see.
And Darren explained that in Paris the show is glamorous because that's how the young American protagonist sees it.
Oh.
I have some ideas about marketing Delore that I would like to share with you.
Delore.
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 De l'heure.
If you want a good show that makes you put your goo on to go to Paris, call my agent.
Here, France, hold our beer. This is Ireland here. For years, we've had Americans coming over trying to do really bad Irish accents.
They've been coming over here.
So, France, we know how you feel.
And Italy. Hey, Italy. We saw some of the stuff they've been doing lately with all the Don Mio style. We know you're not like
that. Put the bullet in your head there.
You know? Watch real Italian shows to see what it's really like.
Watch Gamara.
Oh, yeah. But it's not all like that either.
No, exactly. They don't all go around whacking each other.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stranger Things appears to be teasing a fourth season in the newly uploaded YouTube video. Due to technical difficulties, Hawkins National Laboratory will be closed until further notice. We will be back in service tomorrow at 9 a.m. It's opera music with TV interference, as we're going to hear here, with season four of Stranger Things. Yeah.
We're off to Italy again now. Now, last week they said it wouldn't be till 2023 or something.
You never know what they're saying.
I feel like I'm making my communion here.
Sure, they said Jimmy Nesbitt was going to be in Line of Duty. But they're all lying to us.
Oh, by the way, everyone. By the way. So, yeah, okay, great, it's lovely. Jed, who wrote Line of Duty, I've never seen a writer of a show do this before. He went on Twitter yesterday. He didn't go on a mad one, but he spoke about the criticism the show ending has received.
Yeah.
He took tweets that people had slagged it off and responded to them.
Yeah.
Why is he doing that?
He did to one Irish critic, a fella called Peter O'Dwyer, and he said, when you're explaining, you're losing. This is the critic said. And he said, he responded by saying, when it comes to losing, I'll have to defer to a lifelong expert. Booyaka.
Yeah, but still, I just thought it was very weird.
That response is better than the last episode.
And there's who mentioned it. Look, if you're going to turn it around in a seventh season, it's grand. No,
well,
he didn't even
take that.
What
annoyed me was some people were saying, if you didn't understand the ending, you need to watch it again. Will you stop?
It just softly faded away.
Did you not really get it? It was a metaphor for Boris Johnson. No. Did you not get that? No. It was rubbish.
It was a lot of rubbish. Right.
Don't at me, Jed.
On F104's Instagram, the qualifier is on the Insta stories. What song did Nelly sing about a vehicle? What vehicle was all wood in Ride With Me?
Not the Benzie.
Not the Benzie. It's F104.
Looking for a job in construction?
Been a while since we've heard of them, because there's so many of them now joining their gang. But the Conspiracy Lads are back.
Well, brother. Long time no speak, what? As you probably know, my account, Pick Up A Patriot, was banned on TikTok again. So I've just launched a new account, Pick Up A Patriot 27. They can't keep me down, you know. But you know what? I'm thinking of giving up the whole conspiracy game. There's too many people at it now, you know. But just, you know, while I'm here, Michal Martin, yeah? What are his initials? MM. What's that spell? That's what I say. That's because he can't be sure what he says. Every time he says anything, just say back to him his own initials.
Ha, 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 ha. How many times do I have to tell you to stay off that TikTok? It's a cabal app. They're telling you to your face, TikTok, to your eventual demise. Just get off of, man. Cancel your bleeding profile.
So my sister has a cat, and the cat wasn't feeling well, hurt its paw, brought the cat to the vet. The vet has on a good authority from their neighbour who has a bin man called Frank. Now, you know when you're in the shops and you're buying peppers, and sometimes you can get the 3-pack, green, yellow, red, traffic light system, you're being watched, don't buy them. Never buy a green pepper, mate.
Yeah, they're well on their way of splitting us right down the middle, aren't they? Two-tier society. Like the time they split us between Roy Keane and Mick McCarthy. All a big show, Punch and Judy. Same with Lyons tea or Barry's tea. Splitting us down, turning us against each other. And the worst of all was the white and gold dress or the black and blue dress. Complete programming carnage.
Now I know I always used to give out about Bill Gates. You've heard all my conspiracies and none of them worked. But I tell you what, Melinda's starting to look good.
Man, don't be using their real names. We have to use the cult. Kill and Belinda dates. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. I wish they'd get a divorce from the rest of humanity and leave us all alone. Looking for privacy. What about my privacy, Kill Gates? Sorry, Kill Dates.
Where is our Oprah interview? Oh no, that'll never happen. We won't be sitting in a park with Oprah asking the big pertinent questions. No way. No, she's afraid of asking us what's going on. She's afraid of us, and nobody's ever heard of us, but, you know what I mean? Something in that, I'm telling you.
Oprah, Shmoprah, man. We need to go deeper, yeah? They're telling you that Artificial Intelligence, AI, that's what it stands for? Now, all enslaved. You hear the here first.
See, our man Stephen Donnelly was going on about the 24th of April, yeah? Add it all together. 3, 1, 4. What is that again? 8, is it? Is that 8? Oh, hang on. Don't think it works unless it's 7. Forget about it.
Yeah, it's all codes. Codes, codes, codes. Everywhere they look. Look at the big discoveries they made down in Egypt, yeah? They've just announced they found the lost city of Luxor. And what they're not telling you is it's exactly a replica of Ballyfermot. There's a church there just like St. Matthew's, a Home Savers, a Tesco's, and a Roma Takeaway as well. But they're not telling you that. Ireland is Egypt. We started it.
Here, do you know what? Pound Scratchers are doing a special on tinfoil. Get your hats and headbands for the summer. Just driving into work here. Seeing all the daffodils, yeah? Who's been going around killing them? They're all dying. Do you know who we reckon it was? Luke O'Neill. He's been going around talking to the daffodils so much that they wither. I'm telling you, I've seen him. He only does it under the cover of darkness, though. Clever fella, that.
The Pied Piper of Hamelin himself. Yeah, playing his flute, Luke, happy slaves, sheep, old government bots. I'm done with the lot of them. See you later, yeah?
FM104's Instagram with coverinaclick.ie. Low-cost car insurance for young drivers. Call us quick. It's Cover in a Click. 10 questions, 60 seconds, 1,000 euro. FM104's Instagram.
Claire is from Rush. How are you, Claire?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Do you get into the sea when you're near the sea?
Yeah, I do. I love the water, yeah.
Do you have, Claire, have you got nice hair?
I actually just got it done yesterday.
Did you?
What'd you get done to it?
My sister is a hairdresser, so I just got a few highlights in it.
When are they back open again now? Is it next week?
Next week.
Right.
That's handy, so she can do it in the house for you, can she?
Yeah, it's great.
That is pretty handy, yeah, okay. Right, good. Yeah. Good, good, good. The vehicle that Nelly was singing about with all wood is what?
Range Rover.
Yeah, easy.
Range Rover, yeah, it's just because they mentioned Benzie earlier in the song.
That's true, yeah, they do.
He doesn't talk about wood in his Benzie.
No, he doesn't.
No.
Your favourite movie is Man on Fire.
That's
cool. Denzel, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's
great.
A good movie, that, yeah. Denzel Washington, no one has a clue how old that man is. He doesn't age.
He's in his 60s, is he?
I'd say he's older than 50s. I'd say he's getting
closer. He's in his 60s. I'd say he's nearly 70.
I reckon, yeah.
Let me look it up. I have to find this out now.
We're just subconsciously checking your general knowledge here in the background.
Yeah, that's it.
Denzel Washington is 66.
Wow, looks great.
He does look great.
He does.
He's a dude.
He's right, Claire. Let's get down. Let's get down to business. You ready?
Oh yeah.
Here we go.
You know the rules and all, don't you?
I do. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
The game begins in 3, 2, 1.
What Irish symbol is on the tail of an Aer Lingus jet?
A harp.
What's the name of the baby in The Simpsons?
Oh, Lisa.
What TV channel is First Dates Ireland on?
42.
Jed Mercurio is the creator of what TV show? Let me finish there.
What?
Game Thrones.
True or false? Singer Adele's surname is Hopkins.
False.
Chelsea qualified for the Champions League final last night. Who will they be playing in the final?
Man City.
How many seasons of Stranger Things have been released so far?
4.
Who's younger, Miley Cyrus or DaBaby?
Miley Cyrus.
There are 2 Disneylands in America. What states are they in?
Florida.
And?
Oh, sorry, Florida and Nevada.
And what fruit is also a current Justin Bieber tune?
Peaches.
Yes, it
Very
is.
Very good. Well done.
Well done. Now, would you believe us if you got question one wrong? If we said that you got question one wrong?
Oh, didn't I? That is shocking. If I got that wrong, that's terrible.
Well, what Irish symbol is on the tail of an Aer Lingus jet? You said harp. God. It's, of course, a shamrock. Yeah.
It's a shamrock.
Oh, my God. Why is
that? Do you know what? Passports have harps, you know?
No, Ryanair have a harp.
Oh, that's it, yeah, as well.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, shamrock. It's even their call sign. What else was in there, James?
Okay, what's the name of the baby in The Simpsons? It's Maggie.
Maggie?
Oh, no, I know.
That's one of those ones you forget. Jed Mercurio is the writer of Line of Duty. We only mentioned it in Dish the Dirt a few minutes ago. We're talking about it.
I did, and yeah.
There has been 3 seasons, as well, on Dish the Dirt. There's 3 seasons of Stranger Things. They're teasing the 4th at the moment, but there has been 3 so far.
It's coming soon.
Okay.
And DaBaby is a year younger than Miley Cyrus. You got that right. Adele's real surname is Adkins.
I would have said Hopkins.
Yeah.
I thought it was Hopkins.
And so you got that right as well. And there are 2 Disneylands. There's 6 Disneylands in total, right, in the world.
Yeah, well, we have a Tata Park. It's on your face.
So the 2 Disneylands in America are in California, which is the original one, and Florida.
Right.
Orlando, okay. Florida. So you got 5.
At least your hair looks nice.
The highlights.
That's true.
Okay, you can try again another day, okay? Have a good one.
Yeah, we'll do. Cheers, lads. Thanks.
See you later.
Bye-bye. That's the way she said when I said, yeah, know the rules. She went, yeah, I do. Yeah. It's like, yeah, I will.
We need to talk to the kids of Dublin.
Kids in the car, kids in the car. Everyone is a little star. Early on the strawberry, the chat to Jim and Nobby. Kids in the car on FM 104.
So here we go. What do your parents shout at you when you're in trouble?
Jim and Nobby, I'm Imogen. And when my mom's bad, he shouts at me like this. Imogen, give it over.
Give it over, yeah.
Sounds familiar.
Hi, Jim and Nobby. My name is Emma. And my mom always shouts at me, move, get out.
Hi, I'm Leo. My mom says, it's 5 minutes left.
And this is Connor.
Where is my dad sauce?
Bye!
Dad sauce.
That was a bit of a pass around the card number.
Jim and Abby. My name is Jake. And what my mom and dad scream at me, they're like this. Jake! You have to clean your room! Jake! What did you do today? You're in so much trouble!
For Elsa. That's brilliant.
Hi, Jim Nambi. This is what my mom shouts at me when I get grounded. You're grounded!
Oh,
does she ever do it, though?
It's Jack Martin. Something that my mom tells me every day is, get on your shoes, hurry. Bye. It's Zach Martin again, and just need to tell you something. Bye.
I'm glad he said his name, because I thought his name was Doc Martin, not Zach Martin.
Hi, my name's Zach Martin.
Okay, so what else we got?
This is Ryan and Millie, and what our parents says is,
get into your room.
Get into your room. Clean your room, get into your room.
Hi, I'm Caitlin, and the thing that my mum says all the time when she's giving out to me is, "Who do you think you are talking to me like that?"
Oh, are you a little bit cheeky, Caitlin?
Is that why that's said?
Hi, I'm Caitlin.
There was one that came in a few minutes ago. I don't know where it's gone.
Hi, my name is Emmett Doyle, and when I'm in trouble, my dad says, "You're adopted."
Oh, jeez, that's the one.
Oh dear.
But you know what? You must have got your boldness from him. You know, you just didn't get it yourself.
Yeah. Just don't throw your school bag in the middle of the hall. Try and do your homework when you're supposed to do it, and put your shoes on when you're asked. That would make life just smoother.
If shoes could go on kids' feet automatically, the world would be an easier place to live in.
Sure, half of them are Velcro anyway.
When my mum and dad give up to me, they say I'm grounded.
Grounded.
Do they actually ground you, though?
And my mum...
Yeah. It's a bit of a cliffhanger. That's better than Line of Duty's ending.
Hey, Arjed.
My mum.
Oh, that was a good ending, wasn't it?
No lift needed.
My parents be mad at me because they have to take the iPad off me.
The iPad. Switch, iPad, game time.
Hide it.
Turn it off.
Block the Wi-Fi.
5 more minutes.
Can't hear you down the back.
How many of you hate the noise of the parental control of the Switch?
What does that sound like?
The parental control of the Switch means the parents from their mobile device can turn on or off your fun. Oh no, 5 more minutes.
Well, how good is it? They make it sound like Mario.
Yeah, they do.
A lot of requests for Sean again. Here he is.
Jim and Abby. My name is Jake.
Or Jake.
And what my mum and dad scream at me, they're like this. Chad! You have to clean your room! Jake! What did you do today? You're in so much trouble!
Impossible to top that. That's the best. Well done, Jake.
Thanks, Jake.
What did you do?
Sorry for calling you Sean.
Clean your room!
On F104's Dish the Dirt, we will tell you what Prince William and Catherine have launched. It's a thing.
And Maura Higgins has launched something as well.
Looking for a new bloke? The search on Tinder?
Not yet, the search continues.
Now, it's time for Showbiz News.
FM 104's Dish the Dirt.
With Mooney's Hyundai, Long Mile Road and Dean's Grange. Your first stop for Hyundai, epmooney.ie.
Maura Higgins has revealed a collab, not with another person, but with her with the brand Inglot, hours after announcing her split from her boyfriend, Chris. She's posed on beach-themed snaps.
From ex-boyfriends to makeup.
Yeah. She said, "I'm so confident in Element's collection that the decision to release a digitally unaltered makeup campaign was an easy one for me to make." So she's on the gram.
Very good.
In 0.4 miles, exit onto Walnut Street.
Is this Maura? Is this to do with Maura?
No.
Okay, it's a different Maura then. I thought she was after...
No, this is Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek. This man has imagined Moira Rose from Schitt's Creek as his GPS voice.
Well, this is the really confusing thing. I thought for this story was going to be Moira Higgins now the voice of a GPS.
If anyone can do Moira Higgins' voice as GPS, WhatsApp it into us. There could be a cuddle mug if you do it well.
Turn right at the next left.
Everyone thinks they can do it, but if you've got a friend who can absolutely nail Moira Higgins' voice, then get WhatsApp into us, her being a GPS. Here is Moira from...
Schitt's Creek,
yeah.
In 0.4 miles, exit onto Walnut Street. Oh, that makes me think of the Walnut Street Theatre, where I once starred as Dr. Yotley in a rib-tickling production of Noises Off. Shall I serenade you whilst we drive? Oh, Danny boy. The pipes. Oh, to casually quote Homer, night hath fallen, and night's command must be obeyed. So you'll see the screen has adjusted accordingly.
Prince William and Kate Middleton have launched a YouTube channel.
Oh yeah.
It's already got 10,000 subscribers, which isn't that much, but watch that number.
That'll grow up, yeah. It's enough to start doing super chats so you can tip them money.
They announced the launch of their new channel with a compilation video posted on Instagram. The highlight reel shows Will and Kate at a number of royal events over the years, peppered with a few wacky interactions.
Oh, I wonder if they're Irish. Remember Paddy's Day, they did a little message for the people of Ireland.
Can you imagine the comments they're going to get?
I'd say the comments are turned off
or monitored.
probably turned off.
By the way, you'll be careful what you say now, because these guys, they're filming.
I know. You don't need to roll your
arm. Do you not roll it?
No.
Like, they'd have to be turned off. They'd be comments like, how's your uncle doing?
Not since Simon Harris joined TikTok has have we been so excited.
And Billie Eilish has broken another Instagram record for the second time. This is the second time it's happened for a cover shoot for Vogue, the magazine, not the girl from Hoth. The singer's picture became the photo to reach 1 million likes in the fastest time, reaching it in just under 6 minutes.
Wow.
In your face, Attenborough.
It's already got 16 million likes now.
Hi, Billy.
What? Oh my God.
I was wondering, is there any songs that you recorded that you love but you didn't get a chance to shoot a video for? And if so, what songs are they?
Oh my God, Missy Elliott. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hi. This is Missy Elliott talking to Billy.
That's crazy that you know who I am. That is such a good question. I Love You is one of my favorite songs of my own. And I didn't get to make a video for it. Same with Ilo Milo. It's just like the time got away from me, you know? I want to know the same for you, so find me later and tell. Give me your answer. I want to know.
So why are Lady Gaga's cancelling Coldplay?
They're just about to release a new tune.
Because Twitter has reacted to Chromatica versus Katoika. Have you heard this?
The Coldplay song?
Yeah. Is Gaga on it?
No. I think I signed something today. I wouldn't talk about it. Don't ask me anything else about
okay.
it.
Okay, Gaga stands are arguing that Coldplay has copied their favourite singer and they're now at war with them on Twitter.
Oh, they're a powerful bunch, the Gaga people.
As Gaga's theme was released in 2020, social media have taken to Twitter in hopes of cancelling Coldplay by debating the originality of their concept. Coldplay's new single, Higher Power, don't ask Nobby about it, he signed an NDA, will hit the internet on May 7th. I haven't signed an NDA and I haven't heard it. So make sure to tune in to find out what's going to happen in the world of Chaotica. Good publicity stunt if it is.
It sounds like if maybe the Little Monsters are angry, but if they're not, it's just publicity to launch their new single.
What are Coldplay fans called? Players?
Really middle of the road, boring guys who wear t-shirts.
Ah, now come on.
What? What? Did I just say that?
7-4. It is the Strawberry Alarm Clock, and we can now zoom into somewhere. We're not too sure. I never know where we're going to land. I'm hoping it's Ireland. I'm guessing it might be Dublin. Leah Hart, good morning.
Hi, I'm in Kildare at the moment.
Kildare, close.
Oh, yeah. So close.
Close.
So, so we just wanted to have a chat to you because it's weird playing all your songs, but not having gotten to know you.
Yeah, it's weird for me as well. I've been doing all this from my bedroom, like at home. It's so strange.
That was one of the questions I want to ask you. Like, what is it like releasing music with everything being so difficult? You can't do gigs. Has it been a challenge?
Well, my career kind of started in the first lockdown. So it's kind of all I've really known at the moment. In the first lockdown, I started posting covers and originals online on TikTok and Instagram. And that's kind of where I was found. And that's where I got my management that I'm with today. And that's how I was able to release my two songs that I've released. So like this, like I said, it's all I've ever known. Like I've only ever done interviews from home through Zoom, and I haven't got to play any of my songs live yet. So it's definitely strange, but I feel like it's definitely given me time to like really live in the moment and grow in this process. And I think I'm just so ready now for when things open up to just get going with all the main parts of it, like singing live. It's going to be savage.
But you haven't done any kind of normal promo before. This has all been from your gaff.
All through Zoom. I haven't done any. I've never been in like a studio to do.
You're missing trying to get parking around here. Come on, lift. Asked if you want a coffee. Standing around. We wait until you finish with the studio.
Sorry, Leah, can I get a selfie with you?
Yeah, fans. loads of all that. And then we would have given you a cuddle mug. This is all ahead of you.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm so ready.
And also, if you can do it this way, doing real life promo, I mean, it's tiring, but it's going to be a breeze because like if you manage to do it in this mess.
Yeah, exactly. Like I wasn't just fired in, I suppose, straight in person interviews. I would have been so nervous at the beginning. So I'm so ready now.
And just for mates of yours who maybe have been affected a bit more, you've obviously been able to work and release music. You know, what do they make of you doing all this when they're not sure what the hell's going on in their lives?
Yeah, they obviously always knew that this is what I wanted to do. So I think everyone just can't really believe that it's actually happening and I'm actually getting to follow my dream, because I feel like you always hear stuff like this happening to other people, but you never think it's going to be you or like one of your friends or anything like that. So yeah, they're all just delighted for me, and they get to hear the songs a couple of days before, so they think they're very special.
So many people are putting, you know, covers up on YouTube or wherever and not getting anywhere. So I mean, to be found and discovered that way, really, you know.
Yeah, like when I made the page, I never expected much of an outcome. I just wanted to do it for myself, and it was always something that I wanted to do, but I didn't know where it was going to end up. And within a couple of weeks, then, yeah, I just started getting a lot of attraction, and it's kind of why I'm here. So it's crazy.
And when you were 12, right, hairbrush in your hand, mirror in the bedroom, door closed, who were you in your bedroom? Who were you pretending to be?
I think when I was 12, it would have been Rihanna. I grew up listening to Rihanna. And then when I was about 16, 17, it kind of turned into like Dua Lipa. They're definitely probably two of my biggest like inspirations. They're massive pop artists. Like, how could they not be? But yeah, I definitely say she comes to mind. Yeah.
What's your go-to Rihanna song that, you know, isn't one of the big main ones that everyone knows about?
It's not really pop song, but Love on the Brain is like one of my favorite songs ever. It's just, I think it's so fab. But it's not a big dancey pop song, but I love it.
Got a tune called Breaking Dishes that was never a big, like, big radio, whatever, single.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, it's brilliant. But it's a bit angry.
Okay.
Like she's fecking side plates around the kitchen, I think, isn't it?
So, love that.
Breaking Dishes. So is there any platform in particular that helped you get noticed? I mean, obviously you've been working at this for years and it's hard. You've been trying to perfect your craft and get noticed, and anyone that helped?
Yeah, well, TikTok has obviously been the biggest one. Like everyone, I didn't really understand TikTok like before the first lockdown, because no one had really time to try and figure it out. But obviously in the first lockdown, then everyone had so much time, like myself. And yeah, I just started posting videos, like I said, not expecting much. And I think my first few videos were probably awful. I didn't know what I was doing on it. But it's just such an amazing platform, because it reaches people all over the world. You're not just limited to friends of friends and relying on people sharing it and stuff like that. So like some people will comment and they're like, here from Oz or here from the US, and that's just crazy to me. So yeah, definitely TikTok has helped massively.
And you know, the bigger that you get, as the bigger you get, the more kind of weirdos are going to comment. So we're only talking about this on the show yesterday. So what you need to do is completely block out weirdos. If anyone says anything that's going to upset you, you need to turn that off in your head now.
Yeah, I'm really lucky that as of now, everyone's been so supportive. So
yeah,
that's handy, because we're only talking about Jesse Nelson again. And depending on, I suppose, as you say, you need to get a thick skin, but it can be hard. Like, it's comments on stuff, it's not easy for some people to forget or laugh it off. Or
it would definitely wear you down on the inside, even if you didn't like let other people know that. But at the end of the day, like I always said, like I was so scared to make my page at the beginning, because I was worried about what people were going to think, and if people didn't like my voice or I wasn't as good as so-and-so. But then I just thought, this is what I want to do. And like, the good outweighs the bad all the time. And so many more people love your voice than don't like your voice. So
exactly. I can
just go with that. Yeah.
And of course, your own songs are, I don't know why, and older. So it's not just covers that you do in case people for some crazy reason don't know this. And I know there's been a lot of talk about people like Dermot Kennedy. You know, it's so easy for them to get airplay and support. What's it been like for you as a girl?
Yeah, obviously, like I was so new into the industry, so I didn't really know what to expect, and I didn't know much about the industry and airplay and anything like that. So all I know is from my personal experience and the radio stations since Older came out and I was brand new, they have been so supportive and have always supported me. And that's all I can say. I've been so grateful. And I think IDKY only this week went into the top 10 airplay charts and only came out 5 weeks ago. So it's just really positive and really exciting. So yeah, I'm so grateful for all the radio stations.
I think it's because you're talented, Leah.
There's so many talented people though. And I think hearing your song on the radio is like such a surreal feeling. And I just hope that just so many people get to hear it one day, because yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, no, look, it's great. It's a privilege that radio still does that to people and artists. And you know, if you have relations here, I heard your song on the radio. I mean, that's true.
That always is like that.
So we're going to watch your progress with interest, Leah. We're kind of looking forward to see what comes next.
Thank you so much.
It's your first time in the Strawberry Alarm Clock, Jim, but it won't be your last.
No. This girl's voice is giving me goose pimples. Beautiful, beautiful voice. I'm listening from Chester.
How are you, Chester?
Anonymous.
Well, we're listening here in Dublin on FM 104.
If we click on your profile, which we see your name.
Chels. Chels and Chester. Chester Chels.
Chester Chels. Thanks very much, Chester Chels.
All right, Chester Chels.
Somebody else says even better than the original. Nobby, let's tell everybody who exactly that was.
That was Leah Hart. She is an Irish girl from Kildare. And a mad story was a girl who lives here in Dublin was swiping away on TikTok. I don't know if it came up on the For You suggestion or what, but she sees this girl who's doing a cover of I don't know what song at the time, and she says to her boss, who looks after bands, oh my God, have you seen this girl? She's bloody deadly. Mm. And she was literally discovered on TikTok.
There you go.
And there she is, getting loads of support. So fair play to her. She's good. She's from Kildare. Leah Hart. Check her out.
There's lots of very funny people as well, Irish funny people. There's the future wave of comedy is coming through. They can't perform yet, but when they will,
yeah,
I've seen them. I've seen the future.
Yeah,
and they're on TikTok and they're very funny.
100%. There's that girl I was only telling you all about who's also worth. We should all do Who's Worth a Follow.
Oh yeah, on which where
whatever you want. Who's worth a follow?
I love it.
All right,
right. Who's worth a follow?
I will give you one now. I've mentioned her before, but it's no harm to mention her again. Kaylee Trapp. Now, she does more stuff on TikTok, but she is on Twitter, and she's very good.
I will give you At Killer Sunday. Okay?
What
at Killer
do?
Sunday.
Ice Cream Sundays.
Is a guy called Killian, I think, and he's really... Killian Sunderman is his name. He's really funny, and he's just... His TikToks are hilarious.
So
give him the follow.
There.
At Killer Sunday.
And you probably are because, you know, you listen to the show. But just in case you're not, make sure you give Crossy a follow because he does all kinds of things. I'd like to apologise on behalf of him to his neighbours. This is what they all had to wake up to this morning since 4:30.
Now, I had a problem with a similar vehicle in the past and I couldn't turn the alarm off.
But that's what Crossy
couldn't
do today. But
there is a YouTube video. Bum. You can open the bonnet and there's a way of turning off alarms.
4:30 in the morning.
Is it still going?
Probably.
I had to drive to a garage with that on, which was like...
You don't look like a car robber, you'd be grand.
No, but that on, like in traffic, so everyone thinks you're... Like, what is he? Is he Special Branch? Not in that car, he's not.
Special Branch. A UPS guy delivered a box to me yesterday. Wasn't for me, of course. And you know the little keypad thing they have?
Yeah.
Well, like, you automatically sign it with the wand.
Yeah.
He hit something and a Garda car siren came out of that yoke. And I looked at him and he looked at me and he just went, I don't know.
I don't know.
Was he Jose? Is now he working for
but
UPS?
But they don't ask you to sign anymore. That's gone.
I don't know, but the lucky you're grand. But like, it actually sounded like a Garda car from his little control yoke. What was that about?
Did you ever see the guy? There's another one I'll give you now. It's his name is Mark Rober. He's on YouTube, right?
Give him the follow.
He has done this brilliant thing. He's done it 3 or 4 times now where his mail was getting stolen from his... He had cameras on his porch and he saw people stealing the boxes. So he invented this thing. He's done 3 of them now and they're getting better and better each time he does it. And it has cameras inside it. It has the voice of Home Alone. Hello, you filthy animal. And when they get it home, if they get it home, it sprays glitter all over their house.
Whoa.
It starts shooting out fart spray. It's filming them. There's a noise of a police sirens and we have the address over now. And they freak out in their house and then they drive it somewhere and dump it. And he has all GPS. He can find the thing.
It's like the die when they do cash vans in.
Yeah, he shows you what their reactions. He has cameras all the way around it, like 360, so you can see. So Mark Rober is his name. He does loads of other funny stuff, but... his stuff about stolen packages is worth the goo.
Very annoying as well. You'd want to find that, you know, if they were doing that. Yeah, I can just imagine.
Who is it?
It's me, Snakes. I got the stuff.
What did you do with me, DPD package, man?
I'm going to give you to the count of 10 to get your ugly, yellow, no good keister off my property before I pump your guts full of lead.
All right, Johnny, I'm sorry. I'm going.
1, 2, 10.
Can you
back me package, man.
Who's worth the follow?
Who's
let's
worth
know.
The follow? 0876797104.
So, Ardlo Hanlon has a show coming very soon, and it's a one-offer, and it's where he celebrates how we all like swearing so much in this country.
It's a bit of an Irish thing, all right.
What's your favourite swear word?
Oh, I couldn't say it. Don't be trying to trick me into saying that. Little snake. You little snake. I'll tell you on today's podcast.
Give
right?
us a clue.
No. Is it? No. No. No.
Oh, I can't even say it.
Get a grip. We curse a lot in this country. We swear casually and fluently and with great relish. We love it.
What the f***?
You skipper.
Yup.
It's harmless, Egypt.
Boom.
It became ponies.
What?
Fever, sprach, scholar, paste,
arson, sh**.
The envelopes.
We can still say f***.
What the f*** are you at, pal? Shit, f*** yeah.
See you later, you got
Jesus, Mary.
Joseph.
By stuttering Christ.
That old fecker.
Get the f***.
Ask me,
bastard.
You tulip.
Town Tesca. Cut.
What does that even mean?
Tulip.
What does it even mean?
That's it. I think I heard a bit of Tommy in there.
Oh, well, he's very good at it. He did honours swearing in the Leaving Cert.
Wash your mouth out, Tomas. So yeah, get the podcast today on FM104.ie. Or wherever you get your podcast.
Are we going to swear?
And I'll tell you what my favourite swear word is over there.
Unbleeped.
Everyone, you send us in your favourite swear word as well on WhatsApp and we'll play it on the podcast.
Don't use that one, but all the other ones. The funniest one.
Yeah.
Yeah, not that one though.
Funniest one gets a cuddle mug. Emma's on the way. Good luck.
Thanks for listening to FM World 4's Strawberry Alarm Clock podcast. Listen daily and don't forget to subscribe to get the latest episode straight to your device.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.